from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about that pony tweet from last night? I just saw him at the vending machine, and I incidentally...
The vending machine that never works.
Yeah, that's why I treated him to a Gatorade. His credit card wouldn't work, but I had a $5 bill. So I treated him. We had a little talk, and he pointed me in the direction of his tweet from 27 minutes ago, I should say, that you just repeated. Now, he's careful in the tweet to say this is a rumor.
Rumor.
It's very different than a report, but... Nevertheless, David Bednar, if he had gone to Baltimore, the idea was that he would have gone to Baltimore for Kobe Mayo, a top 25 prospect, 22 homers in the minors, plays first and third. That general idea of trading a closer for an actual real, like, on the verge type prospect, who, if you put him in your lineup, couldn't be worse than half of the players in your lineup this season. They're insane if they're bent on keeping Bednar, and I love Bednar, right? A local guy, he's been a 2-time All-Star closer, and he looks to be back in form, which is exactly why they should be looking to trade him. They have a future bullpen in the making, in my opinion, with people like Holderman and Majinski, Borecki. Like, you can find guys. They brought in Chapman. They could bring in another guy next year.
Yeah,
I would make that deal in a second.
I probably would too, because Kobe Mayo seems like one of the next best at a corner infield position. I think they could probably get something else in addition for Bednar, considering all the accolades that you listed off. But again, it's a closer compared to a big-time bat that this lineup does not have, and a young, controllable player.
They'd be derelict of duty to hang on to Bednar at all costs here. So, read me that lineup again today. It's bad enough that Martin Perez is starting the game. That's annoying. I have a terrible feeling about this game. Of course, I'm the one that jinxed Skeens, according to people like Randy Vernon. Not Charrington, not the actual hitters, and not Shelty. I'm the one who caused the loss last night.
I think it was Pony's fault.
Maybe Pony, yeah. What's the lineup today?
McCutchen leads off at DH. Nick Gonzalez will play second base and bat second. Connor Joe will play right field.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we're still talking about this in the middle of a pennant race. Connor Joe. Do people realize how bad he's been? And congratulations on his pinch hit ground ball single last night. He's unplayable right now. He's hitting 194 in July after hitting 169 in June. He's not in a slump. He's just bad. You know how many extra base hits he has? This is your number three hitter? Just quit.
Number three hitter against the lefty.
Seriously, don't show up for games. This is the best you can do, Ben Cherington? I don't care if Reynolds is hurt or not. This dude has one extra base hit the whole month. One. In 31 at-bats, he has one extra base hit. The previous month, he had five extra base hits in 65 at-bats. So I'm not a math major here, but that's 96 at-bats and six extra base hits. There can't be many worse hitters in baseball since the beginning of June, and this dude is batting third for you today. Who's cleanup?
We're going, not at all.
We're going back to the well on that one. Who's cleanup today?
O'Neill Cruz against the lefty playing shortstop, batting fourth.
Okay.
Next. Ready to brace yourself for this one?
Yeah.
Batting fifth and playing at third base, Brian Hayes.
Batting fifth. Okay. He'd be batting 11th in any other real lineup today. But if you had to play him, he'd be batting ninth. But go ahead.
Josh Palacios is in left for Brian Reynolds. He bats sixth.
Yeah.
Joey Bart catches. He bats seventh.
Joey Bart should be batting third. Honest to God. Or fourth. What are they doing? Go ahead.
I bat him fifth. Rowdy Tellez against the lefty is batting seventh. Or he's batting eighth.
So you start him today against the lefty, but you pinch it for him yesterday against the lefty. Okay,
that
makes sense.
And Michael A. Taylor is playing in center, batting ninth for Martin Perez.
Michael DFA Taylor. That's it. The whole thing, the whole lineup is embarrassing. It really is. And this is what you get. This is what Ben Cherington has wrought in a critical rubber match against the Cardinals. And because it's baseball, it's 162 games, weird things can happen. They could win today. Of course they could. It's not like the Cardinals are the 27 Yankees. The point is the nature and pedigree of that lineup and how Ben Cherington just keeps watching and watching and watching. He could bring in a professional hitter or two for negligible cost. There's the hitter version of all the veteran pitchers the Pirates trade every year. The guys that we have to read about who, when they go out and get them in the winter, we say, oh, yeah, they just got Chase Anderson or fill in the blank so he can pitch 2 months and they can go trade him for some high ceiling prospect who will never play. There's lots of hitter versions of that. Guys that you can go out and get for next to nothing who in this lineup could be transformative. You could actually have guys who will give you a pro at bat, unlike Jared Triola. And then you go out and you make the big deal too for a rooker. And guess what? You wake up tomorrow and every single one of your top prospects, except maybe one or two, is still here for the prospect obsessed among you. You'd barely make a dent. But we got to watch this lineup today. We got to watch last night when you're getting to the critical parts of a game against a franchise that you absolutely hate, that's tortured you for 25 years, a quarter of a century, in a huge game. With the biggest star maybe in all of baseball pitching and all the baseball world watching, your options, if you're Derek Shelton, are, should I go with 187 hitting Jack Sawinski here or pinch hit with Key Brian Hayes? Should I go with Rowdy Tellez here, who's actually been good for a month and a half? Or should I bring in Connor Joe? Should I let Triolo and Grandal take their at-bats here in the eighth and ninth innings? I mean, it's just ridiculous. It really is. What is this guy doing? What is Ben Cherington doing? Limits. Did you see him last night?
No, I did not. He was unfortunately not one of the people I saw. I did see Livy cheering on Paul Skeens and the whole family.
Did you say hello?
Excited. No, I did not get a chance to say hello.
The entire Dunn family was there?
The Dunn family was there, yeah. They looked very happy for a lot of the game and then very disappointed like the rest of us were that the Pirates lost.
I wonder how disappointed Paul Skeens was after this one.
He seemed very, very upset when the single was hit in the ninth inning to win the game. And, I mean, you could just kind of tell the frustration on his face and walking off the mound. And
I'll tell you this much. That caller was absolutely right earlier today. And so was Pony when I just talked to him next to our broken vending machine. That there should have been a walk in that situation. I don't think there's any question about that. I think even more than the pinch hitters, because while I don't agree with what Shelty did, and I'm flabbergasted that he didn't get Joey Bart a pinch hitting appearance last night, that Triolo kept hitting for himself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He needed to walk Burleson last night with first base open. Burleson had had good at bats, at least not horrible at bats against Skeens. He hadn't struck out. He got the bat on the ball. Contreras, on the other hand, had struck out twice in four at-bats. Plus, he's a double play candidate. Come on, Shelty. You got to walk him there, right?
I would have, and set up the double play, because even if you get the double play, then you're preventing a run from coming in. So the options were double play or play for the infield in. They opted for the infield in, and, I mean, just didn't pay off.
Too bad Key Brian Hayes or Grandal didn't come up. For the Cardinals, there was all
they would have been just, in prime position.
You could have written down the double play before they took a swing. I don't know how much longer I can take this limitless wonder. We're having a party at the ballpark today. Nobody's in the office.
It's a pity party.
It's the Marty ballpark. It's the Marty Perez party.
That's why everybody was wearing Pirates gear today. I thought they were all geared up for the game yesterday and today.
Everybody's watching that, so it's just. It's way past annoying. It's infuriating to watch. You and I agree. It was the most infuriating game of the year. Yes, even my wife was like, why is he taking out the guys who are hitting and putting in the guys who don't hit? Even she was on top of that thing.
And I mean, they've gotten swept by the A's. They've gotten swept by the Mets. They've lost infuriating games to the Cardinals in St. Louis and games in Colorado. But this is the worst one because of the pitching performance you got from Skeens. And the lack of opportunity. They left like seven guys on base in the first five innings.
Yeah. Lance Lynn, for God's sake.
Lance Lynn is washed, above all washed.
He looks like Ron Cook, and he's probably older than Ron. Ron looks great for his age, by the way. Lance Lynn doesn't. He looks 30 years older. If you put Ron Cook on the mound last night and Lance Lynn in Florida with a case of beer, Ron would look more at home on the mound. I mean, Lance Lynn would look more at home in Florida drinking beer as a retiree. Ron would look more at home on the mound. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. You know,
do you see how old he looked? He looked like Father Time.
His ERA is up by five.
He looked like Father Time 5 years into retirement.
He looked like he was done. He looked like a nice Jack Frost in the movie with his big beard that he had.
Yeah, I mean, that was just ridiculous. Nobody has captured the pure, unfiltered anger coming out of last night than our caller. What was that? The
Paul
earlier today. Do we have his final full rant with the rat's ass and everything in it? I think we need that just to feel better about ourselves going into this one today.
I want winners, not sinners.
Now, can we get the expanded
have
version?
Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
He was
I know
great.
You like that one.
Yeah, why don't you work on that for a moment, Limits, because people just got a taste of it there. Start with Rat's Ass and work your way forward, if you wouldn't mind, and let me know when you have it, okay?
Oh, I have it.
Hmm. He has it, he says.
Here it is. Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your
I like this part.
Is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Starkey and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Bart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
That was amazing. That was absolutely
incredible. That's one of the
incredible.
Best calls of the year.
I forgot about the candy asses, too. Is that what he said there?
Candy asses, yeah. Now, does it rival this?
I love you. I thought it was better. You can tell that this guy's been watching Pirate baseball since, like, 1940. This guy probably saw Babe Ruth's final game at Forbes Field, and he's never been this exasperated. I was mad. I was
heated. Like steam could have been puffing from my ears if it was literally possible.
And I know Zangrillo pointed out today that Key Bryan's hitting 300-plus against lefties. As our friend right there would have said, I don't give a rat's ass. You got to read the play.
They got 30.
Read the play. Key Bryan Hayes is a good matchup against nobody right now. No living person who throws a baseball. You had, who did he pinch hit for? Rowdy. Or the other? Rowdy's actually hitting the ball, which is why it was surreal watching the game. I'm thinking, is this really happening? A lineup that can't hit, he's taking guys who finally have gotten hot and pulling them out of the baseball game and putting in guys who can't hit, who haven't hit all year. What was happening? Did I dream all this?
No, it didn't register to me either. And that was the sense in the ballpark, just talking to other people that were sitting around in the same area and section that I was in. Like, first of all, why is Yasmani Grandal not bunting? Why is Key Bryan Hayes coming up to the plate of anybody to come and pinch hit? And also, Jack Sawinski, a couple good at-bats. They can't move runners over. They're not being aggressive enough on the bases trying to steal. It's just they can't manufacture runs. And all they need to do is manufacture two last night. And maybe you do take Skeens out after eight. Okay. Or who knows what happens in the ninth if they have a lead. That's all we're asking for.
And we're going to pay for that, too. My God, he pitched nine innings. What did he throw? 109?
I don't even think he reached 109 pitch. I don't think he reached more than 105. I think 105 was where he topped out at.
Can you look that up, City Limits, please? We're going to pay for that. They're going to pay for that because it's going to be like, oh, my God, we left him in for nine innings. He must need 10 days off now. I guarantee you he's not going to start.
I was thinking the same thing. They're going to give him a couple days more rest. He's going to need 7 days of rest now. He's not going to be able to start in the next turn. They're going to push him back. Maybe they will skip a start now.
Hold on a second.
104.
Najee has spoken.
He's out of the meeting.
Ray Fittipaldo. Najee said he was disappointed at first when he found out the Steelers weren't going to exercise the option on his rookie deal. He said he's focused on having a good season. We got to get this sound, City Limits. We have Cabali next. Is he even going to be available, or is he in these scrums?
He said that he'll be available.
Here's Russell Wilson talking to the media. Look, it's all the guys that we know. There's Chris Adamski. I think there's Jim Wexel.
Chris Adamski has a video out.
This is incrinculant.
Would you like to...
You don't know how thankful I am not to be in those scrums anymore. Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear Najee?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Same mindset. Just go to practice and stuff.
What's it been like getting to work with Arthur Smith and the emphasis that he's put into this offense so far?
It's good. A lot of knowledgeable, knows a lot of stuff about the offense, about basically being an NFL coordinator here.
Well, I guess we can't really hear Najee.
Why don't we vet that so it's not a car starting?
Yeah,
That's okay. I appreciate that. That was real-time city limit stepping to the plate and taking a swing for the fences. The fact that his at-bat turned out like Grandal's last at-bat last night, we won't hold that against him.
Yeah, I turned out Michael A. Taylor. I was Key Brian Hayes grounding into a double play. I hit the ball hard, but it was right at somebody.
Right at somebody. I do appreciate that effort. If we can find Najee before Cabali gets on, we can even play it for Cabali, who I'm sure heard it already. Just Najee on whether there's any bitterness here. My question for him would be, Najee, do you feel disrespected by this organization? You know, you've sacrificed your body to it for 3 years.
Cabali has a tweet. Najee Harris said he wants to remain a Steeler, said he was told, quote unquote, the offense was the reason he was given why they didn't pick up his fifth year option. The offense.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? The next question had to be, what do you mean by that? Right?
And that's why we talk to Cabali next.
Let's ponder that. Let's talk to Mark Cabali next. And let's finish again. Was this guy's name Paul?
Yes.
I need to hear that the entire intro. I need to hear the entire thing again. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And here's a cool thing. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. City Limits and I found this to be the most infuriating pirate game of the entire season for all kinds of different reasons. I'm not sure that our next guy, Paul, who's been watching games since Hannes Wagner debuted and since Ron Cook's first column debuted, I'm not sure he's ever been angrier. This was legendary.
Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your better half is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Starkey and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Bart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.